But he added, love your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. Dear Stander, we need to forgive your spouse for what they're doing each and every day. And you need to pray for them. And you need to fast for them. You need to think about them as if they were living in your home every day. They've gone on a detour road, but they need to come home and be the spouse and the father or mother to your children. Never get so consumed with your problems that you forget your priority of praying for your spouse to come home. Do you know God's amazing love today? Do you know when I was standing, I just read the scriptures asking the Lord to speak to me because I felt very unloved and very rejected by my husband. And it could be your wife that is rejecting you. But I want you to know what the Lord wants to tell you in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. This is my prayer for you today. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So I've invited Erica to come. And Erica is a very special friend of mine that I've known when she was little with Luz and Fabian's daughter. And I have asked her to come and share her testimony of her relationship when she was a child, but now, and something that happened special in her life with her when she was praying for her mom and dad.
Hi. I'm 24 right now, and I don't know if some of you might know the story of Luz and Fabian, my parents. Some of you may not. So just a back history of it. My dad just wasn't in the picture at all. You know, his deal was gambling, and his deal was, you know, just infidelity. And all I remember is, I remember at 5 and just growing up, he just wasn't around, but it's just part of your life, you know? It's just a part of your life, and you're always a girl running around church, like, you know, with the family problems. That was me. And my father came back home, went to Argentina, and I was like, you know, God, I'm going to start praying specifically. I just felt in my heart, I felt a burden to pray for my father, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pray specifically. So I prayed for my father that he would hit rock bottom. I prayed for my sister that she would get fed up of her lifestyle. And then I prayed for my younger brothers because I had left, and, you know, I wanted my friends to take care of them while I was gone. So I decided to go on a fast, and it was a 3-day fast, and I remember it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it was the second week I was in Argentina, so at this point, it's like the first week of April. And I was just sitting in my bunk bed, and all I remember is that I was just praying, but I knew what I was saying was happening. I didn't even know I knew how to pray like that. And I just was praying, and I was in my bed. It wasn't like I was running around the room, you know, how we can get. But I was just in my bed, just sitting there, and just praying and journaling, and just praying, Lord, that my father hit rock bottom, that my sister, she gets fed up of her lifestyle, and my brothers, you know, like I just said, that people start hanging out with them and being there for them while I'm not. And all I can tell you, the difference between those 3 days and any other time I've ever prayed was the fact that I believed what I was saying because I knew what I was saying was happening. And Saturday, I broke the fast, and my mom ended up emailing me that Saturday night, and she said, Erica, you'll never guess who called. And I remember, side note, I didn't tell my family or my grandmother anything that I was praying for my family and for my father because I didn't want them to get involved. At this point, my dad was out of sight, out of mind. We didn't know where he was. It had been 2 years since we heard from him. And it was just, and again, it was just out of the blue that it was like, all right, I'm going to start praying for him. And my mom emails me and she said, Eric, you never guess who called, but out of the blue, your dad called saying he's really hit rock bottom. Yeah. And when I read it though, I was like, Lord, I wasn't taken by surprise because like I said, I knew what I was saying was happening. It was like the most faith I ever had. And it was just a burden that I can't even explain it.